The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine of Alexandria. One of the things she is noted for is for her faith, and in Alexandria what she would do is she would debate pagan believers or philosophers, whoever they might be, and her skills were so strong that many of them left their pagan faith and were baptized Christians. She was later martyred because of her faith. So recently we've heard Father Andrew, Father Albert talk about evangelization, and we're all going, "But I'm Catholic. We don't do that." Well, yeah, we do. Yeah, we can. But I'm with you. It's like, yeah, evangelization, that's a tough thing. I don't want to go up to a stranger and say, "Hey, heard about my Savior, Jesus Christ?" I don't know if I could do that. But there are things I can do, and I think you can do as well. We went to my daughter's, she called it Friendsgiving, so a whole bunch of friends and family over, because she's up right now with her in-laws in Mammoth for Thanksgiving. So she said, "Would you say the blessing?" And I said, "Sure, deacon." But they didn't know I was a deacon. So I blessed the food. I prayed for those who were there, those who were not there. And one of the things my daughter and son-in-law like to do is, since there are a lot of kids over, they get a bounce house. We all know what a bounce house is, right? Great big thing. You fill it full of air, and kids jump up and down. And they have a great time, and it tires them out, and they sleep really good. So when I was saying the prayer, I said, "Oh, and let us be thankful for the people who make bounce houses." And one of my son-in-law's friends came over and said, "You know, I've heard people talk about Jesus and all this, but I've never heard anyone pray for the creator of a bounce house. That was kind of interesting." So at least we had a little brief conversation. It wasn't a long evangelization or anything like that, but it was brief. So here we are. It's Black Friday. People are out in shopping mode. What can we do? There is something very easy, very simple, that we can do during this time of year. When you go shopping and the person checks you out, though they might say something like, "Happy holidays," because that's what most stores would encourage. That way you're very noncommittal. You're not going to offend anybody. They've got a holiday. They're good. But what you can do, you can go to them and say, "Merry Christmas." Now, most of the time, if you tell somebody who's checking you out, "Merry Christmas," they'll wish you a Merry Christmas as well. So I ask, as we go forward during the season of Advent, which starts on Sunday, let's do some small evangelization. Let's wish somebody, a cashier, maybe somebody in line with us, just wish them a Merry Christmas. It's not a big thing. We're not asking you to give your life in debate We're asking you to do something small, something simple, to remind people the whole reason for this season. And with that, you will not be afraid, for you are worth more than sparrows.